Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast today. We're going to be in James chapter 4 and looking at the second half of verse 2 and then all of verse 3. I'll reference several other verses as well, but these are our primaries, so let's go ahead and read those. The text says this: "You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions." Now, a couple of things here. James is talking specifically in relation to prayer about the absence of prayer and then a misguided prayer or an insincere prayer. So an absence of prayer and an insincere prayer. But the question I have, really two questions, is what is meant by you spend it on your own passions? What is the it? And that you do not have because you do not ask. What is the have? What is the have? What is the it? Seems to be referring to the same thing. I have a couple of ideas here. And I feel a little bit odd about not being concrete. But I could see several different answers being correct and very much working through this. In the immediate context, it seems as though James is talking about coveting the possessions of others. He says in verse 1, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war with you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel." And so seems to be a worldly desire for the possessions of others. And later in verse 4, he's going to talk about friendship with the world being enmity with God. And so that very much lines up with this desire for a excessively comfortable life, maybe a desire for the newest and the greatest possession, the most on-trend possession or in-style thing. And we can get into patterns of coveting those things. And in that pattern and in that behavior, what can happen is we go to God and we've already determined, this is what I need. This is what I want. I need to live here. I need to look this way. I need to have this possession. And then we're going to go to God and we're going to ask Him to get what we have determined we need. Versus first going to God and saying, "Lord, what is it that I need?" Instead of saying, "Lord, give me today my daily bread." Do you notice in the prayer that Jesus teaches His disciples, it's not "give me this day the 2026 version of what I am hoping for." He says, no, "give me this day my daily bread." It's "give me what I need to survive, Lord." And sometimes we can go to God and say, put the seal of approval on the thing that I've already determined that I never went to you in the first place to ask if it was right. And so I think we need to be careful there. Or perhaps we're finding ourselves in a tremendous season of need. We've got bills to pay that maybe you find yourself short. You've got patience that's running thin. You've got a medical issue that you don't know how to pay for. And James here is encouraging us to say, look, maybe you don't have what you need because you haven't asked your Father about it. Once again, to reference the Lord's Prayer, our Father in heaven. Our Father, He is personal God who cares about us deeply and proved that care for us by sending Jesus on the cross. And He's also then in heaven, which means He is reigning and ruling. He is sovereign. He is powerful to change and work in our circumstances. So maybe we don't have because we haven't asked. And so I think James very much seems to be in this immediate context of chapter 4, talking about the things that we need on a day-to-day basis. And I certainly see a view in which James here is talking about wisdom, because he doesn't specifically name worldly possessions in the immediate onset of chapter 4, and it was at the end of chapter 3 that he was talking about a godly wisdom versus a worldly wisdom, a wisdom from above. And in chapter 1, he references wisdom and saying that if we ask, wisdom will be granted and given to us. And so could very much see that as well. And so in a point of application, if you feel like you're lacking in wisdom, ask. God will give us the wisdom that we seek and that we need and that we desire. And then to the point of asking with maybe unsincere motives or misaligned motives. Maybe we have determined we're going to do something, and then we're asking God for the wisdom to work that plan out. And maybe that plan that we developed in our own wisdom wasn't really the will of God. And so, similar to how we might ask for possessions wrongly or comfort wrongly. And so in this, I think we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, examine my heart. To the point of we've been doing over the past, I think, several weeks here on Wednesdays is praying scripture back to God and asking him to reveal to us areas where our prayer lives need to be adjusted. And so with that in mind, I want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, you tell us in your word here in James that maybe we don't have because we haven't asked. So Father, I want to ask that you would bring to mind maybe something that we're lacking, that you desire to give us that we just haven't asked for. Maybe it's patience. Maybe it's contentment. Maybe it's wisdom. Maybe it's enough money to pay the bills this month. Maybe it's courage to share about who you are with someone we know and love. Whatever it is, Lord, give us the confidence that we can approach your throne with confidence. That we now have access to you, God, through Christ. And maybe, Lord, we're on a different end of the spectrum. We're asking and we're almost demanding with wrong intentions. As James says, we ask and we don't receive because we ask wrongly. And so reveal to us by the power of your Spirit where we might be out of alignment with you, where we might be asking for things wrongly that aren't in accordance with your will, that it's not what you want. Convict us of that, Lord. For your glory, convict us of those things. So we need you, Father. We trust you. Jesus, thank you for saving us and giving us access, that you hear us, that you love us, that you sent your Spirit to dwell within us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.